You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. It's summer, which means that visitors and locals alike are flowing into the backcountry. This also means that Mountain Rescue Aspen is getting busier. News director Carolyn Zachariasen sat down with Jeff Edelson, president of the nonprofit, and she's here in the studio with me. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
So tell us about Mountain Rescue Aspen.
Well, it is a nonprofit. A lot of people think that it's an arm of the sheriff's office, but it's not. It is its own independent organization. There's no staff. It's a 100% volunteer organization. But it does have a memorandum of understanding with the sheriff's office. And so when they are on a mission, they do work underneath the sheriff's office. They have about 50 volunteers. They cap it at that so they can know how to work as a team.
So there have been a lot of headlines about MRA rescues in the last few weeks. What did Jeff have to say about those?
Well, he did acknowledge that we've got a pretty steady start to the season. What he said was interesting, that of the 100 or so missions that they have, which 80% are between June and September, half of the people were unprepared. So either the knowledge of where they were, their skills, their ability, their fitness level, and then the other half were things just happen. Mm-hmm. Here's two examples. They happened back to back 2 weekends ago on a Saturday. We had an injured climber on the top of Snowmass Mountain, which is a 14er. He had a broken leg. And so they had to get a helicopter and drop off a team of four so they could then hike up 2,500 feet, administer medical care, and then put that person in a litter and literally carry him down 2,000 feet on snow and ice. And that took 6 hours.
Wow.
An hour before they got that call was a person who was unprepared and was at Crater Lake up by Maroon Bells and just had acute altitude sickness.
How does Mountain Rescue Aspen prepare for that potential influx of unprepared people in the backcountry?
So they have two missions. One is to save lives through backcountry rescue, and the second one is mountain safety education, how to be prepared. So what they keep pushing is, you know, carry things in your pack. Make sure you have rain gear. Make sure you have water. Make sure you have a little bit of food. Even if you're just going on a day hike, you never know what's going to happen. If you're going to go climbing, pick your route, know your route, and make sure that you tell somebody what your route is and what your estimated time is. And what Jeff also stressed was cell phones don't work out there, so don't rely on them. They have 10 essential things that you should have with you at all times when you're back there, and that's on their website, which is mountainrescueaspen.org.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
That's News Director Carolyn Zachariasen talking about the nonprofit organization Mountain Rescue Aspen. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.